Anybody here?
Gossip.
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Okay, so much going on today. I almost couldn't include it all. I had to cut it back just a tad. Mila Kunis said she will not return for that 90s show second season after season two, after her cameo alongside husband Ashton Kutcher.
No.
Hard no.
No. I mean, we did our thing, and I think they introduced the son, right? Like, it was our son in the show. That was,
That was enough for her. A brand expert believes Jennifer Lopez is losing her popularity because people see her too often looking grumpy with Ben Affleck. Quote, we didn't want her to be a normal person. This is bad. An anti-Israel protester accosted Alec Baldwin inside a New York coffee shop trying to get him to say Free Palestine. And he kept his cool even when she was berating him about the death of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins. Take a listen, because at the end, he doesn't keep his cool.
Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin. One time, just one time, please. And I'll leave you alone. Free Palestine.
Can you give me one quick favor?
He tried to direct her out of the shop, but she just kept on going. And he hasn't even gone to trial yet. It's alleged. Anyway, he punched her phone. I don't like to say she was asking for it, but she was really trying to get him to respond inappropriately. So anyway, the fund that The Rock and Oprah Winfrey set up to raise money for the Maui wildfire relief ended up raising $60 million. And officials say the bulk of it came from the two of them.
What can I say except you're welcome?
Anne Hathaway is an A-list actress, but that wasn't always the case. And in an interview, she says she's finally at the point in her career where she can take charge and tell stories about how when she was younger and doing screen tests, she had to make out with 10 guys in one day. But that's gross. Luckily, she's a producer on her new film, And the Idea of You, where she tells us it's never too late to find love.
It's never too late to do something crazy. It's never too late to find yourself. It's never too late to be who you are.
And Tom Brady's comedy roast will air live on Netflix on May 5th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Kevin Hart is hosting.
The roast of Tom Brady live on Netflix. No helmets, no mercy, no Brady rule.
No problem.
Okay. It's like Christmas in April. The trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine is finally here. Small spoiler alert, we get to meet Dogpool, a pup that smooches Deadpool right in the mouth, much to Wolverine's disgust. The movie hits theaters July 26th.
You don't want this.
Unless you want to take a deep breath through your forehead, I suggest you reconsider.
Hey. And a dirt alert, y'all. And this is a throwback dirt alert. Delta Burke admits she once tried drugs to lose weight, hard drugs.
Now, nobody knew about crystal meth. She said, here it is. You chop it up. You snort it. So I put it in cranberry juice and drink it. And it was before I go to work on Filthy Rich. And wouldn't eat for 5 days. And they were still saying, your butt's too big. Your legs are too big. And I now look back at those pictures and go, I was a freaking goddess.
Yeah, she was. She was a goddess. Here's the thing. You look back at Delta Burke back in the day and look at Kim Kardashian at her highest weight. Hello, I don't get it. Anyway, so I got a Kardashian alert for you. Kim Kardashian has lost over, no, not pounds, 100,000 followers on social media since Taylor Swift's diss track, Thank You, Amy, dropped. Well, you're going to be saying thank you, Audra, because the Daily Dust is done. That's it. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3.